Welcome back to episode 4 of Taylor's Takes. I am joined by Ben Davis's interim head coach, Coach Corey Taylor. How you doing this morning, Coach?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. So you guys have a pretty good win on Friday against Franklin Central, the Flashes. Do you want to just kind of, you know, explain, you know, what you saw out of your team, what you did well, what you didn't do so well in that game?
Yeah, man, I thought we got off to a pretty fast start. They came out, they zoned us a little bit, something a little bit different we've seen this year so far, which was a really good test for us. But we showed some great poise, and we executed in half court and got up to a fast start, made some shots, got the ball to the high post as well, you know, made some shots around the high, high percentage shots as well. So I thought we came out, played a great first half, and then we were up 15 at half, I believe, 34-19. And then we came out, just took our foot off the gas in the third, and I thought that's just our lack of maturity right now as a group. We continue to grow. And but I like where we are. We continue to, you know, show growth every game out. We got to put together a full game, and I think that we kind of show flashes here and there of what we could be. But it's time that we take another step in the right direction, and we continue to get better every time out. So,
yeah. Yeah. So was there anyone that you know, kind of impressed you in that 57-53 win for your squad?
Yeah, man, I thought some guys played extremely well. KJ made a few shots in the first half. We'll say he had 15 at halftime, some deep threes, and Mark Zachary did a good job of leading our group again, offensively and defensively. And I thought Ramon Enos continues to play well. And he bailed us out a couple times in the third with some big threes in the corner, the right corner. So proud of that kid. He's done a great job this year and responded when things get hard. So, and I think Tavion Williams has been good as well for us. His multiple efforts and energy has been infectious. So he continues to play that way. He makes us a lot better team as well.
Your backup center, Caleb Milan, came into the game, and what I expected would be a kind of a long, you know, playing time for him because Tavion was in foul trouble. He picked up three early. You know, what's kind of the, you know, process moving forward with him? Because obviously he was a very talented player and still is. So what's kind of the process to, you know, kind of get him going here?
Yeah, man, he's a great player, man, great young man. He continues to work every day, and he continues to show growth. I think it just comes down to experience. You know, he's got to get more experience. He's got to you know, do a job, better job of just playing with more energy and effort every day. But he's trying, he's working. And I think he's got some great long-term potential. You can't teach 6'10". I think he's got a great skill set as well. You know, Coach James has done a great job with his growth and his development on his skill set. And I think with every opportunity, he continues to get better. So I know, you know, it may not be, you know, right now where he's producing like he wants to, but I think as the season progresses, I think he'll show some great signs and gives great contributions.
Is there anything that you're looking, you know, for this week to kind of, you know, do a lot better than, you know, you maybe did last week?
Yeah, man, for one, we got to do a better job and just get back on defense and stopping the ball early. If we could make teams play in the half court, I think our half court defense is pretty solid. You know, but, you know, obviously rebounding as well has been a kind of a spot where we got to continue to grow. And, you know, because it's a collective effort. I think last year, obviously, having Zane down there, anytime a ball was shot, we just expect him to get every rebound, and we're out and running. This year, it's got to be all five guys in, all five guys crashing the glass, and then we get out in transition and do what we do. So, but those are the areas we feel like we got to grow in, and if we want to be the team we want to be, and we just got to get a little bit tougher. So, yeah.
So this week you have two games. So you guys go to Warren Central, and I guess your first true coaching, you know, kind of in that environment and against a rival, especially at their house. So first off, you know, kind of what are you expecting for that? You know, kind of how excited are you for that? And, you know, what do you expect out of that big rivalry?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a lot of intensity there. And the rivalry over time and just being around in myself, the tradition the last 6 years, I've really enjoyed it, that atmosphere. One thing we want to say to our guys is that at the end of the day, you know, you want to play with emotion, but just don't get emotional. Obviously, when you become emotional, you do things that, you know, you wouldn't typically do and don't equate to winning games. So we got to make sure our emotions are in check and stick to the game plan. We know who they are. They know who we are. But, it's, you know, those two games are back-to-back. Warren and Brownsboro are polar opposites. You got one team that wants to get up and down, wants to bruise you up and play, be physical. Next night, you know, they're going to back cut you a little bit, play a little slower. And so we got to prepare for both. And we'll do that throughout the week and just prepare for their actions.
Yeah, so on the Brownsburg game, that one is on Friday at 7:30. You know, obviously Brownsburg lost a lot over the offseason. They lost their two leading scorers. Ketchings went to OT, and Diallo went to go play college. You know, kind of how do you take them, and, you know, how much of a different team are they last year compared to this year?
You know, they still got a lot of the same makeup. And what makes them dangerous is that a lot of sets they ran last year were for Ketchings, so he's like a primary focus. This year I feel like it's more spread out, and so you got more weapons to be worried about. And they did add a very viable threat in Jordan Lomax from Avon. So he's a good ball player as well. And, you know, we got to prepare for those guys. I think they just took a loss to Pike. But at the end of the day, they're still a really, really good ball club. And the coaches over there do a really good job as well. And so we'll be prepared for what they want to do and how they want to play. So,
is there anything, you know, kind of they lost to Franklin Central last week. So is there kind of anything that you take from that and saw that the Flashes did well and kind of put that on film for your guys to, you know, take that from in the Browns for the Brownsburg prep, or is that kind of just,
not really. Right. I think that's just high school basketball. Right. I think that one night somebody plays well, the next night somebody doesn't.
Yeah.
And just you can't take anyone lightly. You got to prepare for them the same way as if they're anybody else. It's another game. So, I mean, all the games we've won, put them behind us. And we'll continue to worry about the games in the future. But right now, we're worried about that team right in front of us.
Anyone you're looking out for this week to, kind of shine bright?
As far as players?
Yeah.
You know, we've got to see more growth in all of our guys, you know, especially in the guard position, just take care of the ball. I think we've done a pretty good job as far as turnovers, but our decision making has to grow, make a better decision with the ball. But other than that, I thought we did a pretty good job in some areas that which we hit last week. In practice, we got to just continue to grow collectively and individually.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, that was interim head coach of your Ben Davis Giants, Coach Corey Taylor. Make sure you guys, go to the games or tune in to our broadcast. We have two boys' games this week. Ben Davis at Warren Central on Friday, December 15th at 7:30, and Saturday, December 16th, Ben Davis at Brownsburg. That is home. So that is Ben Davis, excuse me. That's at 7:30. So make sure you guys either go to the games or tune in on our broadcast. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you, Coach Taylor.
All right, thank you.